May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. So in many ways, the story begins today. Jesus is walking along. John looks and says, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." And then there is an exchange between Jesus and these two that John was talking to. Jesus says, "What is it you're looking for?" They looked at Jesus and said, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And Jesus says the words, "Come and see." I really do believe that this is where it all starts. It's when Jesus engages these two and says, "Come and be with me. Come and see what God has done." There really is no better example of what real evangelism is all about. As Jesus looked at these two and said, "Come, be with me," it is our calling to say to those around us the exact same thing. Come. Come and be. Come and be in the presence of God Himself as we gather together. Come and be with God Himself as we reach out our hands in service. Come and see what God has done in our community. Come and see what God has done in the simple gifts of bread and wine. It all starts here. It all starts with Jesus opening his heart and his arms to those around him. They do what he says. And then the very next thing that happens is that they go and tell somebody else. Having been in the presence of God himself, in the person of Jesus, the only response they have is to share. You and I are a people who are called to be sharers of the good news that we have received. That God, in the person of Jesus Christ, has chosen to be with us and be like us so that we can see what the power of God is all about. As a group of people gather in Tyler Hall on a Saturday morning, and pack and distribute boxes of food, they are saying to those around them, "Come and see." As a group of parishioners and non-parishioners gather on the streets of Augusta and share a meal with those who have nothing to eat, they're reaching out their hands and they're saying, "Come and see what the Lord has done." As people leave this service, as ministers of the gospel with a small box of bread and wine, body and blood, taking it to someone who cannot be here with us today, they are saying the words, "Come and see." God is present throughout our lives, and it is our calling to share that presence with other people. This afternoon, in fact, a group of people will gather at the War Veterans Home at the Blue Goose and scoop a little ice cream and have some conversation. The words they may not say, but what they're doing is saying, "Come and see This coming Thursday night, St. Paul's is going to open its doors to an interfaith gathering of people that are hearing a preacher and a group of people talk about the dream of Martin Luther King. As that crowd gathers, as we open our doors, what we are saying is, come and see. Come and see what God is doing and what God can do in our lives and in our community. It all started with Jesus. And through the waters of baptism, we have been engrafted into his body, and it is our calling. It is our calling to do what Jesus did. And that is to invite people into his presence. We can do it here on Sunday morning. We can do it in Tyler Hall. We can do it on the streets of Augusta. But by opening our hands and hearts, we are saying the exact same thing. Come and see. Come and see and know that new life is here. That new life is here in the presence of God as God lives in and through us. It started with Jesus. It spread to a couple of others. And they kept telling the story. And we keep telling the story. And that's why we're here today. God is working his purpose out in and through each one of us. Let us use every opportunity we have to open ourselves so that people will see and know his presence in us. In whatever we say, in whatever we do, let our lives live the words. Come and see. Amen.